Late last week, President Bush named Charles W. Pickering to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. The president used the congressional recess for an end run around Democratic opponents to Pickering's nomination, which has languished for 3 years. Pickering was sworn in on Friday night, just hours after Mr. Bush's announcement. Helen DeWar covers the Senate for The Washington Post, and we reached her by phone at home. Hi, Helen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Fill us in briefly, please. What's been going on with the Pickering nomination? First of all, why has it been so contentious?
Well, I think it's contentious on two levels. One, his own record and the faults that Democrats have found with it. Secondly, broader question of President Bush's appointments, which Democrats see as an effort to pack the federal judiciary with staunch conservatives. They focused on several things, his generally conservative record, his stand on abortion, voting rights, and some other issues where they questioned whether he is so committed ideologically that he could rule fairly in such cases. But their main preoccupation has been with his record on civil rights. It's kind of a record that only a William Faulkner could deal with, and Republicans see him as, and point to examples of how he has been sort of a champion of racial reconciliation in Mississippi. They note that he testified against a Ku Klux Klan leader back in the 1960s, I believe. Democrats point to very different cases, such as where he tried to get reduction of a sentence in a cross-burning case involving an interracial couple, and his connections or communications with the rather notorious Mississippi Sovereignty Commission. It was almost as though they were seeing two different individuals, but he is one of a half dozen that the Democrats have seen as too ideologically conservative for the bench.
So he's not alone in waiting for confirmation?
Not alone. There have been, as I recall, six that they have filibustered. One of them, Miguel Estrada, has dropped out, got tired of waiting. I think there are five still that are being filibustered, and the Republicans will probably try again to get a vote, but all of them have fallen well short of the 60 votes they'd have to get to overcome the filibuster.
Bill Clinton also did one of these recess appointments when Congress was out, and Senate Republicans at the time were tying up a lot of his nominations. So isn't this sort of a matter of giving as good as you get in politics?
I think Republicans raise that in connection just with the handling of judgeships generally, but the Roger Gregory situation was somewhat different. It involved a dispute in North Carolina over, as I recall, an African-American that Clinton wanted to appoint there, and Clinton did sort of a sideways slide on it and instead chose Roger Gregory, who was respected by both parties in Virginia, but with Republicans supporting Gregory's nomination, even though they had gotten, tied up in the dispute over North Carolina. So it was almost as though there was an assurance, or at least a semi-assurance, that Gregory would eventually be confirmed, as opposed to this situation where, there's great hostility among the Democrats to Pickering's nomination.
Now, Charles Pickering can serve on the appeals court bench until the next Congress convenes, right?
Until the end of this next session, which it means the convening of the new Congress in 2005.
Right, so about a year from now.
So he has a year.
What happens then?
Well, I mean, there's several things that can happen. One, they could push again for confirmation during this session, which probably won't get anywhere because Democrats seem to be quite furious about the way the recess appointment was handled. He could just simply, and there was some speculation yesterday, that he might simply step down or retire. He's 66 now, but he might retire as an appellate court judge instead of a district court judge. The other possibility is if there are unexpectedly high gains for the Republicans in the election. The Republicans are expected to gain, I think, in the Senate elections, but probably not by that great a number. However, if they got close to the 60 votes, then maybe they could pick up some more. I mean, it's all very conjectural. Possibly there would be enough votes then to end the filibuster and confirm him.
Helen DeWar covers the Senate for The Washington Post. Helen, thank you very much.
Thank you.